This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wake up. It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, we got a hell of a show for you, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning to all of you. Hope you all had a lovely weekend. It was beautiful, and it's still beautiful out. You know, it's a little dark. That's okay. We got a lot on our plate today. Warriors, they just keep winning. All they do is win, 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 no matter what. But it was a close one. It was an intense one. And there was a fire alarm even pulled in that game. Isaiah Stewart tried to nudge Stephen Curry. Steph wasn't backing down. Guy Santos wasn't backing down. And the Warriors didn't back down. Shout out Tom Petty. 115-110 the final there. Oh, by the way, yeah, a lot's happening in the NFL right now. There's quarterbacks getting moved. There's big deals getting done. Miles Garrett staying in Cleveland. Max Crosby obviously stayed with the Raiders. What's going on with Micah Parsons? What's going to go on with Brock Purdy's contract? Because Josh Allen just got... There's so much stuff happening as, yes, this term, which I find hilarious, legal tampering is now a thing, and it starts today as free agency is 2 days away officially, but you're going to start to see all these deals get done. Joe Shasky, today, tomorrow, and in the coming week, as I say good morning to you, all the lovely people out there, Carter, Sam, this is what we live for. It's kind of like Christmas in the NFL when these things start to happen. Now, from a 49ers perspective, they don't have a lot of cap to work with, so they got to be frugal. They got to pick and choose their spots, and maybe, just maybe, they'll add another Bosa into the building. We shall see. But I say good morning to you as we lose an hour as daylight savings spring forward. Started yesterday, Joe Shasky. Are you still feeling a little bit tired?
Daylight savings is just, I don't like the fall back, spring forward. Just let's figure this out. I want it to be as light as possible, as late in the day as possible. Who likes it getting dark at 4:15 in the afternoon?
As a golfer, I agree with you because I'd like to golf.
No,
until
as a human.
No. To hell with humans. As a golfer, I would like to golf until 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, and you know, the baseball coach in me wants that as well.
There you go.
But yeah, it's an antiquated system. We need to figure this thing out. But that being said, the Warriors on Saturday night, that was playoff level intensity.
Yep.
I know that people are going to scoff at that. They're going to look at the Pistons and they're going to roll their eyes, and I'm going to tell them, you got to watch the games. No, I'm not pretending to be some league pass guy. Kate Cunningham is on a short list of guys. If I'm betting on the next 10 years, under 23 years old, he's at the top of my list. That guy is a stud.
It feels good again. We always use this when it comes to certain franchises and certain teams. Oh, the league's better when this team is doing better. Oh, the NFL is doing great when it's, you know, the Raiders are doing well, and the Cowboys, and the Niners, and the Brants, and the Steelers, right? I do think the league is better when the Detroit Pistons are better.
Okay.
Like, that is an iconic brand. I get it. You were probably, what, 8 or 9 when the Bad Boys Pistons were a thing? I wasn't even alive, but I remember Rasheed Wallace, Ben Wallace, Rip Hamilton, Tayshaun Prince, all right, Chauncey, win one for Chauncey
Big Phillips, shot Bob.
Right? You think of all the, who's my guy, Darko. He was even on that team. Yeah, he scoffed at that. But, like, I do believe the league is better, and the Eastern Conference in particular is a lot more watchable when the Detroit Pistons are a thing, and they've been a disaster the last decade plus. So I am happy for that team and for that city, quite frankly, because they got the Lions now. Pistons are fun. Tigers were in the playoffs last year. Yeah, like that's a fun city, a sports city now to be a part of, and the Pistons are now a part of that. And that did have a playoff kind of a feel to it because it was sloppy early. The defense on both sides, the intensity you saw right away. The Warriors jumped up to a 9-0 lead. It was like, okay, are they just going to blow them out early? And then the Pistons started to show their teeth a little bit. They clawed their way back in, and it was back and forth, back and forth, and a hell of a game. And Jimmy Butler taking over the third quarter. And then again, we'll get into it. Isaiah Stewart, who kind of feels like all bark, no bite, really. I mean, the guy's what, like 6'9", 6'10"? He's going at Steph Curry because Steph missed a shot anyways, and he's happy for Gui Santos, who got the and one, and he gives a little shove because he walks towards the Pistons bench. The whole thing was very contrived, I thought, from Isaiah Stewart. And Steph Curry, the chef, after it. Talk about one of the all-time F-around-five-find-out moments. We'll get into those, some of the top ones for Steph Curry. I don't know where this lands in it, but Steph going 10 straight points after that for him. And then night-night, see you later for Detroit as the Warriors improve again in the Jimmy Butler era. What is it now, 11-1 when he plays?
They lose that game 15 different ways a month and a half ago.
Well, in the last 2.5 seasons, they lose that game. I'll say
there's
it right
not
there.
A question in my mind.
Yeah.
And Draymond Green hitting the three at the end was just absolutely chef's kiss. Loved everything about it. Him doing that against the Michigan squad,
right?
That he actually has been linked to for so long.
Grew up a Detroit Pistons fan.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sagging on Michigan.
Yeah.
But I look at this game and I say to myself, like, right now, with no Pajemski and with no Kuminga, you could put those two to the side. But Pods has been playing a lot better basketball. Dare I say the youngsters are playing some of the best ball of their lives? You know, Quinn Post hitting shots. I know that there's going to be some misses around the rim, and he's got to clean that up. That's part of the development. He's a young player. He's a rookie. Moses Moody with a huge steal. Absolutely huge steal late in that game to strip Cade Cunningham and then get on the floor, dive on the ground, and then throw it right to Draymond Green. Just a savvy, smart play. Jimmy Butler doing so many things as a three-point shooter? The shot wasn't looking so flat. That was great.
What if I told you he was the best three-point shooter that night for the Warriors?
I'll take
it. 2 of 4 was the best shooting percentage. Absolutely. Steph was 4 of 15. He was struggling to find it. But the stat that I did love from one Stephen Curry, 12 for 12 from the line.
Well, getting to the line. Amazing. And, Steph missed some shots late in that game. So there's a lot that is, a work in progress. But they have to keep winning right now. You look at Minnesota's right on their heels. Minnesota's, what, they won 5 in a row, 4 in a row, something like that? They're on fire right now. And so the Warriors are maintaining their spot in the 6-hole. And they just need to continue to win. Rockets are winning. The Grizzlies are winning in front of them. The Pelicans have been no help to us whatsoever.
I told you they stink. They're not helping themselves, Joe Shasky. Well, they are if they want to get a bird of pick and try to get Cooper Flagg. Zion's looks great, though.
Yeah, great. I'm glad Zion looks great. He's not affecting winning in any way. There's a bigger conversation, like not today, but at some point. And we are going to monitor the NFL stuff. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, absolutely.
But there is a bigger conversation. Cade Cunningham, and you and I were kicking this back. LaMelo. Cade Cunningham is who LaMelo wishes he could be. Cade Cunningham's a winning basketball player. He plays, smart, at a perfect pace. He's got floor vision. He's a great passer. He could shoot the three. He shoots, in rhythm, team-friendly three-pointers. He can get to the rim. He can explode and dunk on someone's head. He plays great defense. He rebounds really well. This is a winning basketball player. Cade Cunningham, and I do not pretend like I've watched him, 20 times this year. No. I've only watched him when they play the Warriors, all right? I'll raise my hand and admit that. That guy's a winning basketball player. And if you're asking me right now who you're banking on in terms of the young guys, he's at the top of my list. Paolo Banchero plays winning basketball. I think Cade Cunningham plays winning basketball. I do not think LaMelo Ball plays winning basketball.
I did not expect at 6:14 a.m. here on a Monday that LaMelo Ball was going to be referenced here. After you play Detroit Pistons.
Is Detroit a dumpster fire? Have they been a dumpster fire for 2 decades?
Sure, but they also just landed a great pick in Asar Thompson. Tobias Harris was nice.
Who can't shoot.
J.B. Bickerstaff was a huge addition to the staff, too, because what were we saying about Cade Cunningham the last couple of years? Oh, he's on a losing franchise, and yeah, he's a good player on a losing team. Like, coaching and other players around the matter. Again, I'm not turning this to a LaMelo Ball versus Cade Cunningham conversation. I just, again, notoriously dumpster fire organizations, or at least organizations that have been bad the last decade plus, there's a lot baked into why it all of a sudden starts to get better. Stephen Curry, it wasn't just because of Steph. It's because of Mark Jackson.
Well,
it was because of Draymond Green. It was because of Klay Thompson. So if, again, Charlotte Hornets get other players around LaMelo Ball other than Mark Williams, sure, maybe the conversation around him will shift too, like it's shifting around Cade Cunningham.
To be a leader to change an organization, you better have your head on straight.
Sure.
And when I look at someone like LaMelo Ball, he's a clown.
Okay.
And when I look at someone like Cade Cunningham, I look at someone, and again, I'm just a couple of games. This is a guy whose head is clearly on straight. He plays a winning brand of basketball. He's extremely focused. He's got the DNA makeup. And I look at that position in terms of like being...
9 turnovers, by the way, for Cade. 9.
Oh, look, he's not a finished product.
No.
He's got a long way to go.
Sure.
And he's the guy that they're going to be blitzing in these situations. He's playing alongside Dennis Schroeder. I mean, who we watched Dennis Schroeder. Like, Dennis Schroeder.
He looked good against the Warriors, actually.
Yeah, he hit a couple shots.
He had 11 points.
Of course, he hit all the shots he missed as a Warrior against the Warriors.
Sounds like the Warriors were holding him back.
It was the Michael Tucker experience. Back in the day, Michael Tucker hit a bunch of home runs against the Giants. The Giants get him. He is terrible. And then he leaves the Giants and he hits a bunch of home runs against them.
Kind of like what Michael Conforto is going to do this next year for the Dodgers against the Giants.
I mean,
he did a couple bombs too.
The Warriors looked really good. The thing that I love the most about what I saw from the Warriors is 5 minutes to go when Jimmy Butler checked back in. I think it was 4 and some change. I could be wrong here, but about 4 and some change. They did this 3-man game, and they've been doing it over and over and over again in the half court. It's Jimmy, it's Draymond, and it's Steph. And then in this particular game, I believe it was Moses Moody was the fourth guy and might have been Quentin Post as the fifth guy. You have the spacing, the catch-and-shoot guys of Quentin Post and Moses Moody playing opposite, three guys playing, and it's not a triangle like Phil Jackson triangle offense, but they're doing this thing where one of them is in the block and the other two are kind of running split action off each other. It's almost impossible to defend because they're not running specific plays. They're just playing read and react offense, and it's beautiful to watch. I love watching. They're getting great looks.
They've played in 2 tight games this year, and it's both Warriors just edging the Pistons. 107-104 back on January 9th, Joe Shasky. Now 115-110 over the weekend. 888-957-9570 is the number. Shout out to all those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We are streaming all week long on those platforms, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky. We're fired up. We got a lot of basketball to get into. We've got a lot of football to get into as well, because there are a lot of moves happening today, over the weekend, in the coming days, not only pertaining to the San Francisco 49ers, but around, you know, the NFC West at large. The Rams are making moves. The Seahawks are making moves. Are the Cardinals going to make some moves? All the top dogs are making moves as well. I already mentioned the Bills. The Browns, obviously, you saw that. Oh, could Myles Garrett get traded? Well, he's staying there. We'll get into the details of that. There's a lot happening, and we're going to be breaking it down all show long, Joe Shasky. So if you're in your car, if you're driving around today, dropping the kids off at school, it's like, hey, man, can I get an update on what's going on with the NFL? We're going to have that. We're going to have little sounders throughout the show. If you're ready for it, Carter, you can play some of them. There you go.
We got Josh Allen. Keep the bet up. We got Josh Allen re-signing with the Buffalo Bills. Myles Garrett, you thought he was going to the Niners? No, he's going back to Cleveland, mega deal. Davante Adams.
What's going on with Davante?
Niner fans wanted him. Guess what? He's going to the LA Rams.
Oh, no.
DK Metcalf traded out of the division. He's going to the Steelers.
Steelers?
Steelers. Aaron Jones back to the Vikings. Geno Smith traded from the Seahawks out of the Niners division.
Where's he going?
To the Raiders.
Just win Geno? Wow.
Hey, he knocked the Niners off last year. DJ Jones back to Denver. T. Higgins, franchise tag. It's a lot going on. And then Christian Kirk, signed by the Texans. There's also a rumor mill going on right now. We're going to keep you up to date with the rumor mill, all right? For those that are, you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to have an Adam Schefter alert on your phone. We have a rumor mill. Look at all these rumors.
Yeah, you don't want to. You don't want to go to. I love this music, by the way. It's such a good beat. It's so good.
So here's the rumor mill.
Oh,
Aaron Rodgers rumored to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Do they got a lot of ayahuasca in Pittsburgh?
I don't know.
I think they do in pierogies.
I like that. Yeah. Sam Darnold rumored to the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, that's a good move. That's actually a great move for the Niners. Perfect for them.
We'll get into that in a second. 49ers, the rumor is Malik Collins will be released.
Oh, that's huge.
Absolutely incredible.
But the biggest news of the weekend, Joey Bosa rumored to the Niners. Tim Kawakami and Matt Maiocco, they're not saying anything's done, but they're saying it seems like it's going to happen. Joey Bosa to the Niners. Now, we'll see what the numbers are. We'll break that down. And obviously, with this Josh Allen extension, which we can get into at some point today, he's looking at $55 million guaranteed over the life of the contract. What does that mean for Brock Purdy?
$250 in total of the practical guaranteed contract for one Josh Allen. The league's reigning MVP obviously deserved that. But what does that mean for Brock Purdy? We're going to keep you updated all show long in regards to what's going on with the 49ers.
God, I love
the rest
that.
Of the league. I love NFL free agency talk, draft talk. It's what makes the league so fun, Joe Shasky, that it is truly 24/7, 365 now.
It
didn't always used to be like this, but within the last decade plus, it's really transformed everything. Obviously, they started the NFL Network, 20 plus years ago, and it slowly started to become this thing, and we just can't get enough football every single month.
It's so
and the 49ers are such an interesting team right now, because it does feel, maybe Crossroads is too strong. Shout out Bone Thugs and Harmony. They're not at a crossroads per se, but they are at maybe an inflection point of where things need to start going if this team really does want to start competing sooner rather than later for another Super Bowl title. And maybe, just maybe, they have to be in this little mired mediocrity for a second. And I don't know if fans are really going to be a part of that and want to back that up. If that means cost cutting, if that means, you know, swallowing some bad contracts, are they still going to trade? Again, we're talking about rumors. Are they still going to trade Brandon Ayuk potentially? We'll see if another team wants to go after him. Maybe some team gets stiff. We're in on DK and say, you know what? Maybe we should go get Ayuk. Maybe we should, you know, give up a third round pick for him if we're truly desperate for that. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen, but I'm very interested to see what the 49ers are going to do coming off a Mike Silver article with The Athletic. Obviously, Mike Silver covers the league and the 49ers for The Athletic. Longtime guy with NFL Network, obviously, with the San Francisco Chronicle, Bay Area guy, Mike Silver. You know, kind of echoing what Tim Kawakami of the SF Standard was talking about with us last week, Joe Shasky. You know, Jed York's involvement in all this now, which is very interesting. Anytime I'm a fan and I start to hear ownership getting involved when it comes to finances and starts to penny pinch potentially, I get a little concerned. Now, you have a different thought, and maybe it's ultimately a good thing that Kyle Shanahan may have someone to answer to going forward, because maybe, you know, last year with the whole Ayuk, with the whole Trent Williams, with the whole Christian McCaffrey, all the different contracts and how they all went about the business, maybe there needs to be another voice in the room that says, whoa, 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 guys, what are we doing here? This is too much spending. You're looking around the rest of the league. You know, Andy Reid has to answer to someone. You know, you look at Nick Sirianni over in Philadelphia. He has to answer to someone. Maybe Kyle Shanahan needs to start answering to someone as well in Santa Clara, and we'll get into that as the show goes on.
Yeah, I've got a lot of thoughts on this. It was a very interesting article by Mike Silver, and it definitely feels like, to me, we could use whatever adjective we want to describe the situation, but there's definitely a refinancing going on in terms of how this team has structured their contracts and what they need to do to put themselves in a better position moving forward. You can't just throw everything on the credit card forever, and we can get into it.
You can't? Amex, Discover, none of those.
Interest rates are high.
There you go. All guests of 95.7 The Game, Joe Shasky, appear on the River Islands guest lines. It's time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop. It's also allergy season. It's just, the Nasacort, the whatever you're using, the Claritin, I'm trying. This is my flu game today, Joe Shasky, because I did a rookie mistake, too. You don't wear glasses or contacts, do you?
Yeah, My wife does.
I wear contact lenses, which is a big no-no come allergy season because it like traps the pollen in there, and then your eyes get itchy. I should have worn my glasses today. I did not. So not only are my eyes itchy, my nose is itchy, my throat is itchy. I'm powering through today. I've got a little rasp in my voice, but we'll get through it. And, of course, our water is not working in the kitchen, so I can't even have hot tea. So there's that. I'm having coffee because someone brought in a Keurig, thank God, so I'm getting my caffeine today.
Should I call my brother and get a plumber over here?
Yeah, you might need to. Flowing water, plumbing, and drain, maybe. I mean, maybe we should flush that down.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Thank you. Shout out to Ford Maverick.
I mean, I'll just name all the sponsors. Yeah, right?
Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. Our vehicle types are welcome. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky, it's the Morning Roast. Don't go anywhere. We got Niners talk. We got Warriors talk. We got NFL talk. All that coming up next.
Hey, this is MSR from San Ramon, and you are listening to Joe Shasky and Spadoni on 95.7 The Game.
I forgot, too. I forgot we had to come back for a show. I was getting my coffee out there. It's kind of a line brewing out there, guys. Speaking of brewing, tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff, Joe Shasky, as the Golden State Warriors are taking on the fighting Chauncey Billups' Trailblazers. Warriors Live starting at 6 o'clock and tip-off at 7. I do like a 7 start as opposed to 7:30. I even love more than that is a 6:30 or a 6 o'clock West Coast home start, but that's just me being selfish. As I say, good morning to you. Good morning to all of you just waking up. And if you're just waking up, yeah, we're talking Warriors. Huge win over the Detroit Pistons. Playoff type of win, playoff type atmosphere and intensity. And I do want to, at some point today, give flowers to one head coach of your Golden State Warriors, a guy who joins our station every week, Steve Kerr, because we're going to do that, and he absolutely deserves his flowers, what he's been able to do with this team since the Jimmy Butler acquisition. But it is legal tampering period in the NFL today, Joe Shasky. The actual free agency period starts on Wednesday. And for those of you who are like, oh, why are we seeing all these deals done if free agency doesn't start till Wednesday? Well, they call it the legal tampering period, so all the agents, everyone can get all their ducks in a row so that when Wednesday comes, you can just do all the signings together. Yeah. Then you could do all the, you know, the pompous circumstance, introductions to the media, all of that. So that's why they do it. So legal tampering, you're going to start to see all the deals and all the rumors trickle down today. A lot happened over the weekend, Joe Shasky, that I think we should get into as it pertains to the San Francisco 49ers and the NFC West. You want to start with the Seahawks?
I do want to start with them. Friday afternoon, we got the alert. Oh, my God. The Raiders are trading a third-round pick for Geno Smith.
I know. I was in shock. I didn't even text you guys till the next day. This is so in shock.
Well, so let's look at it this way. The Rams finished 10-7. They won the West. The Seahawks finished 10-7. They obviously came in second.
By Cardinals tiebreak. Yeah.
Cardinals 8-9. Niners 6-11. The Niners went 1-5 in the division this year.
I love this bet.
I want to repeat that. The Niners went 1-5 in the division this year,
which is insane because they've just, I think of Kyle Shanahan, I think, dominating the NFC West.
Their one win was the one up in Seattle where Debo made that sick play early in the game, which could have been a pick, by the way.
Right.
Brock Purdy just lofted it in the air when they were wearing the all-white jerseys. So what Seattle did was not only were they better than you last year, but then they went more bold early on in free agency. Right now, they traded away Geno Smith, so they got another third-round pick, and I'll get to their draft compensation in a second. And then we kind of had rumors of DK Metcalf. Look, whatever you think of DK personality-wise, he's better as a receiver than Brandon Ayuk. He hasn't had better quarterback play. He hasn't had better offensive coordinator play. But he's been a better player, and I think he's more coveted league-wide than Brandon Ayuk.
I mean, he's got damn near 50 touchdowns, 6,300 receiving yards, and 438 receptions since coming to the league back in 2019. Same draft class as Debo Samuel. That Carter reminded me.
And, you know, obviously this is a guy who was disgruntled. And was a difficult cover. Also gets targeted more than what you would in a normal Niner offense.
And 49ers had, you know, had, dare I say, had their way with him at times. Charvarius Ward, DeAndre Lenore, they matched up well against him, which is a credit to the 49ers. But again, that I think we get a little jaded as fans sometimes just because our team does a lot of success towards one particular player. It's like, oh, that guy's not very good. No, he's an elite wide receiver.
He has the rookie record for most receiving yards in a playoff game against Philadelphia.
He checks literally all the boxes you're looking for.
He's a beast.
Big, strong, hands, speed.
Completely insane.
Yes. Yeah, you need a little bit of an edge.
No, I agree.
Diva tendencies, but no doubt. Just comes with the position as well.
No question. But I look at what Seattle's done over the weekend, and I say to myself, all right, they've got the 18th pick, the 50th pick, the 52nd pick, the 82nd pick, the 92nd pick. They've basically got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 picks in the first three rounds. They've got ammunition to move up or do whatever they need to. And I think we would all say we don't view them as a Super Bowl contender if Geno Smith's under center.
No.
So they know that they need to go out and find a quarterback. Now, are they going to go after Sam Darnold? Boy, it sure sounds like it. Could they move up and get somebody in the draft? Boy, it sure feels like they've got the ammunition. But here's why I'm jealous of them. And I will admit this on the front end.
Jealous?
They were very bold. And they said to themselves, we're just going to move DK and we're going to get a second round pick from the Steelers, even though he's fully healthy. The Niners waffled back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And not only did they overpay for Brandon Ayuk, they completely suppressed his value. And instead of moving him and being decisive and making a decision and just doing it and just executing the deal, the Niners are sitting here with buyer's remorse. And now we're having a whole nother offseason where they're sitting here with a guy who's A, hurt, and B, doesn't have a lot of value, and C, costs you a lot to move in dead cap money. They've kind of screwed themselves.
Talking about a team that lucked out in all of this, and I know we're keeping it to the Seattle Seahawks, but the Pittsburgh Steelers, who were all in on Brandon Ayuk last year, they just needed the 49ers to pull the trigger. They were willing to give up, according to reports, a first-round pick for Brandon Ayuk. And now, fast forward a year later, if you're the 49ers, you can sure use another first-round pick, because it would have been in this year's draft. You would have had two, potentially, and again, it's a butterfly effect of things, but you would have had two first-round picks, and now, instead, you have an injured Brandon Ayuk, a guy that you don't even know if he's going to be there come training camp or the first week in the NFL season. He has an evaluation coming up on his medical here shortly, according to John Lynch, GM of the San Francisco 49ers. But if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you miss out on Brandon Ayuk, but you get DK Metcalf instead, and you don't give up a whole hell of a lot for him. You don't give up a first-round pick for him, and you get him, and you sign him to a huge contract, and I feel a hell of a lot better with him and George Pickens. Oh. And now the rumor is, as we go rumor season, Aaron Rodgers thrown to those guys with that defense, TJ Watt and co. They got action in Pittsburgh now, and I'm feeling great. But to your point,
they don't even have a quarterback.
I just mentioned they're going to get Aaron.
Yeah, but
they
might get Aaron Rodgers.
Oh my God.
I don't consider Aaron a great quarterback.
They get to the playoffs without a quarterback.
Well, no doubt.
Pittsburgh, I give them a lot of respect still. I get it. They haven't won a playoff game in a long time. That being said, the Seattle Seahawks, I don't know what to make of them as we look through a 49ers lens here, Joe Shasky. Because if Sam Darnold's the quarterback, I'm kind of feeling the same way I did with him with Geno. Like, do I take him that seriously?
Doesn't it feel like they're drafting somebody?
Who?
I don't know.
Jackson Dart? Because I don't think Shador's going to fall to them. I don't think Cam Ward's going to go there.
I have this feeling that they're going to try to make a move for somebody. I don't know. Maybe they go for the Syracuse quarterback, Kyle McCord.
Will Howard is going to be a fourth-round pick. Maybe some people are going to be intrigued by him. He had a last good couple games in the college football playoff.
They can do a lot with their picks.
The player I thought that they wanted last year, and again, no one saw this coming, was when the Atlanta Falcons drafted Michael Penix. Mm-hmm. I thought Penix, obviously being the Washington guy, fit perfectly, just staying in Seattle.
Thought you were going to go, they're going to trade for Kirk Cousins.
No. By the way, where's Kirk going? Do we know what's going on with Kirk Cousins
Kirk's going
yet?
To the unemployment line.
Well, that could be another. No. But again, we're talking about Sam Darnold. Maybe Kirk Cousins ends up going to the Seattle Seahawks.
Definitely.
That's another option there for them. So,
or back to the Vikings.
Yeah, or back to the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy, though, like, you made
so odd.
It's the whole thing's weird, but I give Kevin O'Connell a lot of credit. He can win with any quarterback as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, a lot of moves percolating in the NFC West and the Seattle Seahawks. I'm going to wait and see until what they do after
the
draft.
Look, it's not about that Seattle is in a better position than the Niners. It's the way they viewed their asset. See, to me, this is about asset allocation, right? The Niners had a player in Brandon Ayuk who I don't think they really wanted to sign. And then, obviously, a report with Mike Silver comes out over the weekend, and it's about the power struggle or maybe the power hierarchy in San Francisco. And it says in there, Kyle Shanahan ran upstairs when they were on the precipice of trading him, Brandon Ayuk.
And Mike Silver said, like, Noah Lyles in the Olympics, and ran upstairs.
And he basically told John Lynch, no. Not only do we keep him, we need to pay him, you know, $100 million. And they almost immediately regretted that. The organization clearly wasn't all on the same page. And I think there's something to be said for being decisive and eliminating maybe whatever relationship you have on the player. And I think at times coaches, you know, they become a little too close to certain players. And sometimes coaches aren't the greatest when it comes to evaluating talent because they're worried about trying to win the game this weekend as opposed to creating a financially balanced team for the now and the future. So I look at what Seattle's got going right now, and I ask myself, like, man, why didn't the Niners just send that trade through to Pittsburgh last year? I think it was a big mistake, and I think that they're reeling right now because of it.
So the Seahawks get a second-round pick, a late second-round pick swap from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers get DK and immediately sign him to an extension, 4 years, $132 million extension. DK and George Pickens is going to be very, very fun, but this is a quarterback-driven league, and they do not have a quarterback. Steelers still linked to Russell Wilson, potentially bringing him back. Doesn't sound like it's going to be Justin Fields, maybe. And they're talking about Justin Fields potentially the New York Jets. A lot of rumors. Again, rumor season here. I'll say this, and I get your asset allocation. I know we're up against it.
They botched the Ayuk thing.
Well, that's fine. And from the Seahawks, as we're putting a bow on there, like they're taking some risks here too, because there is a proven commodity in DK Metcalf. Like, I know what I have in DK, and I get they didn't want to come up with the number that they had there. I knew what I have with Geno Smith, and I get it. He's 35. You didn't want to sign him to a long-term extension. If they do bring in Sam Darnold, I get it from an age standpoint. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's a huge part of it. Mike McDonald's a new coach. He wants some sustainability going forward there and some security on his part, and I understand that. But there's risks in the draft, and you can get all these draft picks all you want, and it could be a crapshoot, and none of them can pan out. They did release Tyler Lockett over the weekend, who was a mainstay in Seattle as well. I'm not going to sleep on that because Tyler Lockett has been a serviceable wide receiver for a very long time for Seattle. So big changes in the Pacific Northwest, Joe Shasky, as we continue to discuss the legal tampering period in the NFL. What's going on with the Niners? What are some of the big Niner moves that we want to see going forward? Joe Shasky, I'm going to get your thoughts on that. 888-957-9570. Niner fans, what move do you want to see be made? Devontae's gone. DK's gone. Is it Joey Bosa? Are you not going to be disappointed if the 49ers don't land Joey Bosa? The only other team I've seen linked to him is the team that they grew up rooting for when they were kids. It's the Dolphins in Miami. So that's
his dad was like the sixth pick to the Dolphins. I have his card.
Absolutely. Like that's the only other team. And obviously Mike McDaniel connection over there too. He likes his players. He likes to keep his players. So let's see if they could bring in another Bosa brother who, again, was released from the Los Angeles Chargers last week. Got an update on Kirk Cousins on the other side per Dan Graziano. We'll get into that. 888-957-9570. Let's see. And that's what's coming up the game. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Dwayne from Concord. You're listening to The Morning Roast. Spadoni, the Italians love you.
Shasky,
you're pretty cool too.
It's ridiculous.
Italians love you too, Joe Shasky. You're like an honorary paisan, right? You worked in a deli, for Christ's sake, right?
I worked in a butcher shop. For many years.
Yeah, which part?
For Viglizio Meats and for Guerra.
Did you have a deli attached to it?
I went to Guerra's on Saturday and got sandwiches for the family.
Okay.
After baseball.
Okay, what kind of sandwiches?
I got myself a roasted turkey, and then Michelle got a veggie, and then I got some chicken kebabs. I went and saw my boy Danny over there on 15th and Terravel. The original butcher boy, as he calls himself. And then I got a piece of halibut. Oh, it's delicious.
Just for the halibut?
Delicious piece of halibut, which I cooked Saturday night with some rice.
Okay.
And
very
what else did I get?
Very
and then I got sausages.
Okay.
Ground beef. We did tacos yesterday.
With salchicha?
Yeah.
What kind of sausage?
Trying to plan out our meals.
Was it Italian sausage?
Yeah. With fennel.
Okay. Brought to you by Golden State. Serving the Bay Area for 3 generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Looking at how the sausage is made. We've been talking about the Warriors, their 115-110 win over the Detroit Pistons. Huge win for them as they just keep winning in the Jimmy Butler era. When Jimmy Butler plays, they are 11-1 incredible in Golden State. By the way, big injury news happened over the weekend. LeBron James, groin injury against the Boston Celtics. The game was happening at the same time as the Detroit Pistons Golden State Warriors game out in Boston. Hell of a matchup there. It was very tight. LeBron gets hurt, I think, like 6 or 7 minutes left, but pulls his groin. It's a groin strain. 1 to 2 weeks, they're calling it. Joe Shasky, he's 40 years old, so you got to be careful with that. I think, you know, like the Warriors, you know, teams like that that are predicated on older players, and I know we've been talking about just get the third or fourth seed, but if you're the Warriors, if you're the Lakers, if you're some of these teams with some older players, just getting out of the play-in scenario, you'll take your chances. I don't think you care if you're on the road or hosting the games 1 or 2 in a given series. I don't think that matters to a Stephen Curry, a Jimmy Butler, a LeBron James, any of those teams. So big injury over there. Will the Lakers fall and the Warriors overtake them in the standings potentially? Sounds a little rich. We'll see as that goes on. We've been talking about the NFL free agency period, which officially begins on Wednesday, but it is the tampering period, Joe Shasky. We're breaking down some of the big moves that happened with the Seattle Seahawks and the NFC West over this past weekend. DK Metcalf leaves, Geno Smith leaves, Tyler Lockett leaves. Who's coming in now? They got a lot of draft capital. We do know another team that won the NFC West last year is making some moves already. We know that Cooper Kupp is going to get traded at some point, we think, or maybe released. We shall see. But they did bring in a future Hall of Famer and a three-time All-Pro, Devontae Adams, formerly a Jet, formerly a Raider, formerly a Packer, now a Los Angeles Ram. Joe Shasky, your thoughts there?
I think it's a good move for the Rams. I didn't like this guy for the Niners. Good player. I think he matches and syncs up with the two-year kind of timeline of Matt Stafford. And I love him in that offense with that coach, taking significantly less than what we thought maybe his market value was. And he gets to live in L.A. and live that lifestyle.
Two-year, $46 million with $26 million guaranteed.
Right. So, which is crazy because Saquon Barkley got about the same amount of guarantees the year prior,
right,
which is just insane. Look, he's a good player. I didn't think the Niners needed him.
Well, and it's different because the Niners need speed. And we talked about it with Brian Baldinger last week. The Rams have that. They have Puka Nacua.
Yes. Like they're just different organizations.
Exactly.
They're very different.
I think Devontae does complement that offense and definitely Puka Nacua beautifully. And the synergy with Matt Stafford in him,
those
back shoulder throws. Like, you saw that final drive the Rams had against the Eagles there. Like, they could have definitely used a Devontae there, a possession guy that you know is going to get just enough separation there late in that game to get a first. I thought the Rams were going to win that game. Like, we could legitimately be talking about the Rams getting back to the Super Bowl. Had they been able to convert on that final drive there, it's insane. Like, they gave the Eagles their toughest run in that stretch last year, as the Eagles obviously went on to win the Super Bowl, but they dominated the Commanders and they dominated the Chiefs. They did not dominate the Rams. So if I'm the Rams, I feel like I'm so damn close, even though you barely won the division last year.
The Rams are built very differently than the 49ers. Yeah. Stafford, Kupp, who's on their books right now, their left tackle, their guard, their wide receiver, their right tackle, their tight end. All the highest paid players on the team or on the offensive side of the ball. So they went really inexpensive on defense outside of a couple cornerbacks. All of the top 10 guys are going to be on offense essentially for this year. So they did a really good job drafting and developing defensive players, and eventually they'll have to make some payments on that side of the ball. And they're all in financially of overspending for some older talent on the offensive side of the ball. And I think that similar to the Golden State Warriors, there's like, hey, it's a two-year timeline with Stafford. Let's get guys on offense who sync up to that two-year timeline for Matt Stafford. We're all in, and we're going to try to win now. I don't think that would have been a smart, prudent move for the Niners, especially given how screwed up their books are.
I understand. I felt like, again, this contract definitely way more rich than I thought he was going to get. But the Rams had some, you know, cap space, and they were able to allocate their resources, and they're going to be moving off of Cooper Kupp here shortly, whether it's released, whether it's through trade. I do wonder where Cooper Kupp falls into all of this and where he goes and what teams might be interested in him. Obviously, I don't think the Niners are going to trade for him. And Cooper Kupp, again, you're trying to get younger right now. Cooper Kupp makes no sense, and a guy that's injured a lot more than Devontae Adams, who's been relatively healthy for most of his career.
Joe, the reason why they're only in on so many guys, and we're going to give you an update here in a second, with just like where the NFL's at. We're monitoring things. I know the guys have got some different reports and stuff, and there's some rumors that are being reported on the NFL Network this morning. But the Niners are in the situation they're in, and I go back to the Mike Silver article, which was in The Athletic. Their finances were out of order. Anyone can relate to this. You buy a house, all right? You only have so much money. You go to remodel, let's say, the kitchen or the bathroom or whatever, and the bill is significantly higher than what you initially projected.
Let's call it what it is. They went all in last year and crapped out. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah,
they doubled down on a lot of their players, and those players got injured or something happened, and there was a combination of both, and that sucks. But that's what happened.
There's no doubt. Yeah. And I'm looking at it right now, and they have to refinance, right? Like, that's where they're at. They're in a refinancial mode. That doesn't mean you're selling the house. That doesn't mean you're tearing it down to the studs.
Got to do a refi?
Yeah, you're trying to get a better interest rate, and you're trying to get your books in order so that you can make all your payments. This is very relatable. Now, there's another aspect to the article, for those that haven't read it, where it describes that Parag Marate and Jed York are going to kind of have their thumb on the scale a little more, and I'm paraphrasing, in terms of the financial decisions that are being made. The coach is always going to want to overpay for the talent that he has an emotional attachment to, who he thinks can help them win on Sunday. That's always going to be the case. Bill Belichick the coach had influence on Bill Belichick, the GM, and he made decisions in drafts and in free agency and in retaining players that did him in. And he didn't have a long-term approach. The best organizations blend the two. Hey, Coach Reed wants X, Y, and Z, but we also have to get our books in order. Right. I'm sure Andy Reid was like, God, we really have to trade Tyreek Hill? And, you know, Brett Veach was probably making the argument, hey, look, he's making this much money. What if I spread out this much money across the team and also got multiple picks across the team? We can build in this way. And he had to talk Andy Reid into that decision. It ended up being a great decision for them.
Absolutely. And coupled into that, you have Travis Kelce there. The tight end market's not as lucrative as it is with wide receiver. You make sure that guy's your prime target because he's not really a blocking tight anyway. He's be your number one receiver. So it works out that way. But to your point, it all goes back to, you know, top to bottom. It's a trickle-down effect from ownership to the head coaching to the GMs to all of that baked into it, whether the head coach has the final say, whether it's the GM, all of that. You look at the Philadelphia Eagles, and why do we keep bringing them up? Because they're the blueprint model right now, and they have
been.
You go from who's my guy?
Howie,
right? You
Roseman.
Go to Nick Sirianni. You go to all these, right?
There's a hierarchy.
Jeffrey Lurie, that's the owner. Jeffrey Lurie, Howie Roseman, down to Nick Sirianni. But there's an order of operations there. PEMDAS, you remember that back in high school?
Yeah, it's a great
idea. Parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division,
PEMDAS.
Addition, subtraction. Oh,
I haven't heard that in so long.
There you go.
I need my Texas Instruments. What was it, a T89?
Yeah, right. I used to have the graphing calculator. Yeah. We had the games built in there. Block Builder, remember that one? That's all I was playing.
Kids these days.
Right? Yeah, no, Algebra 2, that's all I was playing, right? But that's the order of operations you want to be seen in here, in San Francisco. And can they start? I do feel like, and I've been talking about this, and we talked about it with Baldy, I do feel like there's too much on Kyle Shanahan's plate. Like, I really do feel like there's way too much on his plate. I need him to worry about the offense and about, you know, not about the contract situation, the structures and all of that. And when I started to read that article, it's like, he's running up to get this thing done. I was like, Kyle, like, let John Lynch figure this thing out. Let Parag figure this thing out. You have so much on your plate right now, X's and O's wise, Ayuk, Debo, McCaffrey. There's a lot of injuries. Trent Williams. There's so much drama.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.